My guest at this time is Peter LaBarbera. He is the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. He joins us today to talk about the clarifications and changes made to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana just a number of days after Governor Mike Pence, who signed the bill late last week, announced that he wanted the legislature to go back and make some changes. And Peter's here to explain the changes that the legislature is calling for and whether they are acceptable. And Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
The changes only encompass a couple of pages, but they do obviously touch on a couple of very important things, namely that there's no reason to discriminate under virtually any situation at this point. How different are those changes to what was passed last week?
Well, effectively, Greg, the big problem with the changes is it looks like it would preclude a business person, a businessman, for example, small business owner, from using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It says that the proposed changes, which we should note are not part of the law yet, and pro-family activists are now urging Governor Pence to veto these changes. But what they say is, they say nothing in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that's the new law just signed in by Governor Pence, nothing in this law would enable a provider, which would be a small business, to refuse to offer or provide services, facilities, use of a public accommodation, goods, etc. Well, so let's take the example of the wedding cake baker. They've got a wedding cake. They sell wedding cakes to everybody, including homosexuals, but they don't want to use their talents to create a gay marriage wedding cake. So if somebody comes in and says, I would like a gay marriage wedding cake, according to this language, they would not be able to deny that service. That's the exact opposite of religious freedom, which is why pro-family activists are urging a veto of this new language.
So, Peter, what exactly is intact as far as religious freedom in this bill, if, in fact, this new language were to be enacted?
I think what's intact is churches and nonprofit entities like mine, Americans for Truth, if you're a nonprofit, but businesses would be exempt. And let's face it, business is what we're looking at across the country. We see whether it's a Christian photographer or, you know, an Orthodox business, Orthodox Jewish, cake maker. The problem is that gay activists are effectively wanting to force people to treat this as a pure civil right. And, of course, homosexuals are not being denied service in the way that blacks were denied service. You know, you can't eat at the lunch counter, et cetera. And that's unreasonable to most people. But what people do find reasonable is that a person should not have to create a message which violates his belief. A T-shirt maker should not have to make a shirt that says, there is no God, if he is a believer in God. And that's what the religious freedom laws were designed to protect. But if this language is adopted, essentially this becomes another gay rights law, which could be used to actually deny religious freedom.
Peter, one of the things I know that you and others were worried about was that there might be an effort to extend special protected status rights to gays and lesbians as a result of these changes. The legislative leaders say that is not the case. What's your read on it?
Well, it may not be the case formally, but it takes a step in that direction. This would be the largest step that Indiana ever took towards gay rights, because effectively you're saying nobody can be denied any good or service. Well, if somebody comes up and wants a pro-homosexual or a pro-abortion message, and then the person has a business and he does business with the entire public, he could not refuse that. And we've always said, Greg, this is the equivalent of asking a Jewish guy to make a cake for David Duke, right? You would never expect a Jewish photographer, for example, to have to take pictures at a Ku Klux Klan rally or a neo-Nazi rally. You should not expect people of faith to endorse a pro-homosexual marriage message if they believe that homosexual marriage is sinful.
What's your message to Governor Pence, and what do you expect to happen here?
Well, I would join the chorus of people saying this language is unacceptable. It actually reverses the progress of the religious freedom law. I think Governor Pence needs to veto this language if it comes forth, and he needs to stand strong. This is a media-generated crisis. The media working with gay activists, I mean, the mainstream media has become part of the gay lobby almost, and they have been, an incredible hysteria has been whipped up against Indiana. Governor Pence needs to stay strong, and he must make sure that he doesn't adopt a sort of a pro-homosexual agenda as the compromise, so-called, that would allegedly save this measure.
So what would be better, no law or the law with these changes?
What I'm hearing from pro-family experts, Greg, is no law would be better than eviscerating this religious freedom bill as it was with the new language.
And what's your take on the stories that we're seeing, particularly of the pizza establishment in Walkerton, Indiana, and the treatment those folks have been getting?
Well, I think when you whip up the hysteria that the gay lobby working with the liberal media has done, you're going to get some nutballs who take advantage of it and go further in their intimidation. The fact is, there is an element of the gay rights movement which has been acted recklessly for decades and tried to intimidate people, sometimes using force. We had it happen at one of our banquets in Illinois, and so I hope that people would keep the argument, keep it civil. There's no need to get into these extremes.
Lastly, let's talk briefly about Arkansas. Governor Hutchinson there yesterday saying that he didn't want to sign the bill as it exists, wants it to go back to the legislature for changes that almost exactly mirror the federal version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act passed in 1993. Is that good enough?
Well, I think the reason that Indiana's was slightly different is the Hobby Lobby case that went before the Supreme Court. Remember, the Hobby Lobby case, basically the Supreme Court said a business, a Christian business, for example, like Hobby Lobby, can have its conscience as well. Now, the left, the political left hates that, but that's what the Supreme Court has ruled, and it's reasonable if you consider that a person's business is the outworking of that person's beliefs and personality. And so if a small business doesn't want to do business on Sunday like Hobby Lobby, they should have the right. If they don't want to create a pro-abortion or a pro-homosexual marriage message, that should be their right. They should have that freedom of conscience. So I think that that's why the language was like that in Indiana, and I hope they don't back down or do a change that will backfire in Arkansas like apparently they're almost doing here in Indiana.
Peter, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thanks, Greg. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Peter LaBarbara is the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.